This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 30. Christian Cannibals. Our reading comes from John chapter 6. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. In John 6, Jesus compares himself to the manna that the Israelites received in the desert. Then he says that if anyone wants eternal life, they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. Was Jesus proposing that his followers literally eat him? No. But perhaps Jesus wanted his words to be shocking to get people's attention. Eating human flesh in a literal way would have been barbaric. But since Jesus' eternal life was somehow symbolized in his flesh and blood, which he would give as an atoning sacrifice for human sin, his followers needed to be willing to receive his sacrifice into themselves by faith in order to receive eternal life. After Jesus died and rose from the dead, death had no hold on him anymore, and yet he surprised his disciples by showing them the marks from the wounds in his hands and side. It was as if Jesus was saying, This is the cost of human sin. But with his hands outstretched and showing the marks of his crucifixion, he was also saying, I love you this much. When we come to the meal Jesus gave us, we receive his body and his blood in a symbolic way and in a spiritual way. The Holy Spirit connects us to the risen flesh and blood Jesus in heaven, and we are connected anew with his once-for-all sacrifice for us. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we praise you for your sacrifice, which gives us full eternal life with you. Help us to live for you each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.